Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tim Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The DH, Ollie Brown. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting seventh. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Chris Short. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The DH, Frank Howard. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dick Sharon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. And now, play ball. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lolick fields it and throws to first for the out. Money moves to second. Two outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kaline scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. One out. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Sharon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims strikes out. One out. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon strikes out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio strikes out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lolick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a pop-up towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Stanley moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to second for the out. Stanley moves to third. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 1, Tigers, 1. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Brewers. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Briggs reaches second base with a double. Rodriguez scores. It's 3-1, Brewers. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 1 in the game. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Briggs moves to third. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Sims reaches second base with a double. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sims moves to third. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Sims scores. Sharon moves to third. It's 3-2, Brewers. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Brinkman reaches second base with a double. Sharon scores. Rodriguez scores. It's 4-3, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May, who is chasing the ball. Taylor reaches third base with a triple. Brinkman scores. It's 5-3, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Money takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Brown reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Money goes all the way around to score. It's Brewers, 5, Tigers, 5. Bob Miller now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Sharon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Champion now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Horton hits a line drive into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sims hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash pinch hits for Dick Sharon. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Al Kaline now playing right field. Norm Cash now playing first base. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Briggs hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sims fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Champion fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Brinkman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money juggles the ball. That's an error on Money. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Money hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Money moves to second. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Money moves to third. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Money scores. May moves to third. It's 6-5, Brewers. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Horton bunts towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Kaline moves to second. One out. Dick McAuliffe pinch hits for Frank Howard. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Champion fields it and has Kaline trapped. There's the throw to Garcia and over to Money, who tags Kaline for the out. McAuliffe moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McAuliffe moves to third. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sims takes first base on ball four. Rob Gardner now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Tigers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. One out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coluccio hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-3 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Brinkman strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Taylor takes first base on ball four. Stanley moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Stanley moves to third. Taylor moves to second. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stanley scores. Taylor scores. Kaline moves to third. It's 7-6, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Horton moves to third. It's 8-6, Tigers. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. John Hiller now pitching. Bob Hysa pinch hits for Tim Johnson. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Money hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Money moves to second. 2 outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brown strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 6. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.